got any children, then you supposed to stand by them. Never let them chase you and always be behind them. Where were your friends? Where are you going? What time are you back? These ain't questions to blunder over, they should be known facts. Present or not, your presence has to be persistent. Making mistakes is a lesson we supposed to teach them. And if you never had a model to follow, the best advice I can give is be the dad that you would wanna call.
Morning, my brothers. I'm D. It's the Future Fathers FF Podcast. Good morning, bros. I don't know what possessed me this morning. Woke up, I had a good morning. I hope you're having a good morning as well. If you're not, my brothers, push through it, because we're going to get each other through the day. Yeah? So today, bros, we're going to jump into a little... Actually, you're not going to. I am. This one, excuse the mic, is for my brothers just to listen to. Bros, I got your back. Yeah? You got your brothers back. You hold up and push up each other. Yeah? Bros, this one's about doing our jobs. And I mean that in every sense of the word, and as lightly and heavily as possible, I can portray this word and put it across to you, or these words and put it across to you. Yeah? I don't know what situation you're in. I don't know what your circumstances are, but my brothers, we've got children. Those are the ones that matter. I don't know if you know your job. I know my job. I know you know what you feel you should be doing. And if you feel that's what you should be doing, my brothers, pursue it. As our children's fathers, we're responsible for them in every sense of the word, until they are accountable for their own actions. Even then, there is a certain level of responsibility that we have to our children and for our children. Our jobs as dads consist of so many different things across life, age, time, everything. And we learn just as much as our children do. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to sit down and look at what you've learned or what your child has forced you to learn. But bros, you have learned a lot since your child has been born. Yeah? If you're there every single day and you're waking up and you're on your stuff, you're doing your job. If you're not there every day and you're on your stuff, you're making sure your child is okay, you're seeing your child as much as you can, you're ringing your child at every opportunity that you get, you're doing your job. Most of us look at what has gone before in our lives and in other people's lives and not come to terms with what has happened. So you tend to, we, I'm including myself in this, yeah, we tend to shy away from a few things and we tend to push ourselves into other things. I don't know what that is for you, I know what it is for myself. Our job, my brothers, is to help our children in the best way possible that we can. The best way possible. We need to support our children in all aspects of their life. Our children may want to do things that we may not agree with. We may not think are safe. But ultimately, we don't know what our children are going through in their personal lives, should I say. Some of us do know, yeah. Some of us don't know. But in general, and this is a generalization, I'm talking on the aspect of everything. Yeah, we're supposed to support our children. When they're down, we pick them up. When they're up, we raise them even higher. Or should I say, we raise them higher, but we also tell them and remind them and show them that being up very high is a consequence. That consequence is falling. And depending on how high up you are, you can fall very far. Very far. We're supposed to guide our children, my brothers. Guidance is a big thing. It's part of support. Now, you don't have to be your child's only support network. Part of your child's only support network. Let me get my words out right. You're not supposed to be the only person in your child's support network. There we go. You can be the most important to your child or as you see fit. Yeah, but you are still supposed to be a part of that support network. Don't think just because you had children, yeah, and you're not with the mother of your child, that your child is okay. Your child is not. I told you that now, 100%. I know this for a fact. Yeah, a fact, 100% fact. The child might be eating well and, you know, have friends and got good social life and blah blah blah, this, that, and the other, but they're missing a massive part of being a human being, growing without a father, without a dad. Don't let them do that, because it may not affect them now as they're growing, as children. You may not see that it's an effect on them now. Wait until they're older. I can guarantee you will see a difference. And this is coming from personal experience, bro. And it takes time for wounds to heal, especially if they are deep wounds. It depends on what kind of wound. You know what I mean? It can be a scratch, but it leaves a scar and them kind of things. That so, it's, brothers, there are so many things that we are responsible for. Guiding them along the right path, I can't say the right path because I don't know what the right path is, but a path that is successful. Because we all want our children to be successful human beings, do we not? Yes, we do. And a path that is fulfilling for them as well, also. Because some people want their children to be religious people and they get massive fulfillment out of that. We're here to guide them for those things as well, all of them. Don't think, oh yeah, I've got a youth, I'm happy, they're happy, I don't really need to do too much. You need to do as much as you can. Every day. Every day. It's not, oh yeah, I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to wait. As I mentioned in one of my last podcasts about taking a back seat, this is where taking a back seat helps. Yeah. When you're trying to guide your child, you don't tell them what to do. You give them advice. You point them in the right direction. My nan used to say this saying all the time, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Yeah, because that ultimately is it. You can tell your child what to do. You can advise them as best you can, but they may or may not take your advice. Yeah, they may or may not listen to what you said to them. They may or may not say, oh yeah, you know what, I understand that. But that comes the next point. Well, there comes the next point. We as their dads, we're supposed to push them. Not be pushy, yeah, but push them to realize their own potential. Mums out there, I know you do that as well. I'm not going to lie. My mum was that mum. She pushed me to reach my potential. It didn't happen as a youngster, or should I say, there was things that I could have reached but didn't through injury. So that's you know, that's kind of here nor there. But at the same time, anything else that I felt I wanted to try my hand at, my mum was always there giving me the support and the push to say, yeah, go ahead, try it. Why not? You don't know how successful you can be at it. Go for it. This is what we're supposed to tell our sons and our daughters. My brothers, you're supposed to be there pushing your youth, no, if you feel you can do that, go for it. Do that. At least try it. If you know you don't like it after that, then at least you know. It's better knowing than not knowing. So go for it. Those are the kind of pushes that we're supposed to give them. If they're having problems in life, you guide them and you push them in a way where you feel like it's going to be beneficial to them, or they're going to get the help they need for said circumstance, situation that they're in. I don't know what you're having to deal with, brothers, but I'm trying to give you as much help and as much information as I can. From my life, my perspective, how I've dealt with my children, my fatherhood, I'm doing what I can. And if there's anyone else out there that agrees with me, bros, I beg you, please leave a comment. Let your brothers know, even if it's just pointing them in the direction of this podcast or giving them the information that you've gotten yourselves. It all helps. It all helps. We help push our brothers to help push our children. It all helps. Everything does. And I think the biggest thing, that one of the biggest jobs that we have as dads, if you don't know, is motivation. We need to be the driving force in our children's lives that pushes them to excel. Not just be happy, but to excel. To make themselves feel a lot more than they actually are. Because I'm not sure, like, I've tried to motivate my boys as best I can. I know I've done the best I can in trying to motivate them. But ultimately, it's what they do with it. I can't make them do something because it's not me that's doing it. Excuse me. It's them that's doing it, not me. So how do I go about it in my life? I try to give them the best motivation as possible, the best things to keep them going in what they're doing. I try my hardest. I'm not going to say I get it done all the time, but you know what I like to say? Yeah, you know what? If you need something, you can have it in so-and-so. You obviously, there's a lesson there to be learned. You got to wait for certain things before you can have anything. But at the same time, my brothers, we need to know, and we need to be telling our children that there is a motivation for them to keep pushing forward. You keep going with that. And in a couple months, I'll see if I can get you this. Or if you need assistance, I'll see if I can sort that out. Or something, in some way, shape, or form, we're supposed to be helping them with whatever they need. Yesterday, mine was a talk with my eldest, yeah? He's lost a few hours at work because somebody else has injured themselves and works had to shuffle around people and work out how people are working and where they're working. He's a bit upset because he's lost some hours. His brother's birthday is coming up. So I said, well, you know what? If me, you, and mum all chip in for a decent present, a decent present, then you don't have to pay the full price for something. I'll help you out this time. And he was like, oh, right, okay. Cool, yeah, we do that then. But his motivation was me talking to him, giving him, well, not motivation. His thing was the support in work. I'm supporting him, telling him, right, you know what, if there's a situation, you need to ring in, you need to blah, 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 and I'm giving him the guidance as well. And he kind of felt a little bit better. I saw it in his face. I could tell. These are the things that we're supposed to do. Not when they're big, when we can actually have conversations with them, from when they're little. So when they're big, they feel free to come to us with these kinds of problems. It all starts at the foundation. FF, my brothers. Foundation first. All of us, every single one of us throughout our lives has had some form of dream or wanted to follow something, some desire, some passion, and maybe didn't have enough money to follow through with it, maybe didn't have the support to follow through with it, the guidance to know where to go while you're in it, the motivation to keep going while you're there. Our children have those. Our children have as much dreams as we did when we were in their position. Just because our lives may not have planned out the way we saw it planning out or the way we wanted it to, it does not mean we cannot support our children in what they wish to do. We are the ones that hold the keys in helping them push forward in meeting their dreams or excelling in their dreams. My brothers, I don't know how all of us are going to push through, but I do know with the help of each other, we can definitely push forward. We could definitely help the next generation, and they will definitely be able to push through, teaching the next generation how to be even better fathers than they are. The ones that we are molding right now, the ones that we have molded but still have lessons to teach and lessons to learn from. I'm not sure if things are going to work out from day to day. Neither are you, I'm pretty sure of that. But my brothers, I'm going to tell you this. We as dads should be our children's motivational rock, the ones they go to be picked up. Emotional support is given by mom, but we are supposed to be the ones that give our children the drive to meet and excel and push past their dreams, to be successful people in every single avenue of their lives that they see fit. I hope I'm doing that for my boys, and I hope you're doing that for your boys. If you're not my brothers, I'm pretty sure that there's somebody that you can gain advice from. If you're not sure what you're doing, reach out to me. We can sit down and have a conversation. Or reach out to someone that's close to you. Reach out to your support network. My brothers, I'm B. It's been the Future Fathers FF podcast. And may the Most High give you strength in doing your job. Stay blessed.
Listen to me, brothers, cause I'm telling you the truth. Some of these youths out here could use a boot. A kick in out them backside our shoes, from them foot, but for dish and that discipline, now they would just throw the book at you. Last time I checked, it was me putting food on my table, bandaged up all these swell up knees, not no government fool. And if you listen, they will have you thinking you ain't nothing, but our past proves we're only used to raising deities. 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 Used to raising deities.